Hello, and welcome to Peer-to-Peer Podcast. I'm Jahi, your host. In this episode, we will discuss digital wallets. Where do I obtain a digital wallet? What kind of functionality am I looking for in my digital wallet? Do I even need a digital wallet? So, let's start at the beginning. The new digital economy basically started in 2009 with the introduction of Bitcoin. And at that time, like with any new invention, it had very little value. As time grew, of course, as we know today, Bitcoin has grown in value. As of today, I think it's trading somewhere over a little like $7,000 plus per coin. And that's real money, real value to the people who are holding those Bitcoin. Some of the holders of those Bitcoin are institutional investors, such as investment banks, venture capitalists, and plain old enthusiasts. But there are millions of dollars of value being held of cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin. And with that value, there had to be a way of protecting one's investment, hence the need for digital wallets. And much like money, paper money that we put in our pocket and in our physical wallet, a digital wallet serves the same purpose. It stores the value of whatever cryptocurrency we purchased or that we're holding as an investment. Another purpose of the digital wallet is to prove ownership of whatever amount of cryptocurrency we're holding. With each digital wallet, when one downloads a digital wallet, they are issued a string of numbers, approximately 25 to 35 numbers that represent a private key. This private key is what allows me to receive as well as send cryptocurrency. This key or this string of numbers is all that's used to identify that I'm the owner of the cryptocurrency that I'm either sending or I'm investing. As I mentioned in our last episode, you could go on Bitcoin's blockchain or Ethereum's blockchain, and you could look at these keys. There'll be strings of numbers, which will show you how much or how many of these individual coins are being traded periodically within minutes on a daily 24-hour basis. So the need for a cryptocurrency wallet was absolutely necessary once value was accepted by a network of people using a particular cryptocurrency. And when I began my investigation of cryptocurrency again around 2011-2012, I really took my investigation step by step. At first, I just wanted to understand what Bitcoin was. I literally thought it was a coin that I could hold in my hand. And once I determined or once I discovered that it was actually digital money or digital value generated solely on the internet, I said, well, I didn't even understand that concept. How could someone create something out of thin air, someone else believe that it had value, and someone purchase something with that perceived value? So after I gained a basic grasp of digital currency, of course, the next step was the blockchain. Where was this money transferred? How was it transferred? So that led me to the blockchain concept, which naturally led me to cryptocurrency. And after I began to understand the concept of cryptocurrency being money, I said, well, where do I keep the money? And that led me to finding ways or researching digital wallets. And at present, there are five types or ways that one could obtain a digital wallet. The easiest way is to actually download a wallet onto your desktop computer. Say you wanted to either buy or sell Ethereum. You would go to Ethereum's website. That would be the easiest way to actually go to the website and download a wallet. The next way that one could actually download a wallet is through the App Store. You can type in your in the app. You can go to, on your phone right now and type in cryptocurrency wallet, and there'll be numerous wallets that come up, and you could choose from any of them. Also, another type of wallet is what's called a paper wallet, meaning you could go to Bitcoin's website, ask for a key, a digital key or a wallet, and you could actually copy that key on paper and print it off on your printer and keep it in your files. Final way we can store our cryptocurrency, it's by what's called a USB plug-in. And it's called a cold storage. And basically what it does is it looks just like a USB plug-in. And once you download your wallet key onto your computer, you would plug your USB into your computer, download that onto the USB plug-in, remove it from the computer, and store it in a safe place. This is the ultimate in security by cryptocurrency standards. Because in this way, unless someone knows what's on the key and knew how much value you had stored on the key, there would be no way they could actually access the key. But what I look for in a wallet has changed. Initially, I was in the experimental stage, and I just wanted to access cryptocurrency, and I wanted a place to store it. Now, at this point in my development, I look for different functionalities. Of course, I look for the security aspect. That's number one. But also, I look for the ability to store in that wallet more than one currency. Like, I may have some Bitcoin, I may have some Ethereum, may have some Zcash. I want the ability to open up my wallet and look at all of these coins at one time, as opposed to going to different apps on my phone to look at my reserve of cryptocurrency. Another functionality that's important to me is the ability to trade my cryptocurrency for other currencies. Not all cryptocurrencies are interchangeable, but some are. Some have more value than some of the ones I presently hold. Some have less. But I want that ability to exchange my cryptocurrency for other currencies. Also, what's important, because we do still live in a cash society or a dollar society, I want the ability to exchange my cryptocurrency for dollars. Or I want the ability to exchange it for a euro. Because again, this is, although it's digital, it's still money and it still has value. So those are some of the things I look for now when I'm reviewing various wallets. And those are some of the basics that I think that that we all should look for. Basic functionality, the primary one being the ability to safely store my value, safely store my digital currency. Final point I want to make about digital wallets or cryptocurrency wallets is the idea of wallets being hot and cold. A hot wallet is once you've obtained your key, your digital wallet from a website, you keep that key stored on your computer, your laptop, and sometimes your phone. And because it's connected to an electronic source, anyone with the skill level or intention could actually hack your wallet and clean your funds out, much like someone who can hack a bank's database and clean a bank's reserves out. The same thing applies to cryptocurrency. There are people with the intention and the skill level who could actually hack your wallet and clean your funds out. Okay. What we have next is our cold wallets. Our cold wallets, I mentioned earlier in our episode of once obtaining your cryptocurrency wallet, you can print that key off and place it in your files. And because it's not stored on your computer, your laptop, or your phone, unless someone knew where that paper was, there would be no way they could access your funds. And the most secure way of keeping your funds safe is the last option we mentioned, the USB plug-in. That's considered the ultimate in cold storage, meaning once you obtain your wallet online, you plug your USB plug-in, download that key onto the USB plug-in, and remove it from the computer and store it somewhere, either in a drawer or a safe, depending upon how much value you have stored on that key. But the point is, once you've purchased cryptocurrency, the value stored on those wallets is valuable to someone else. And just like you would keep your physical money safe from a robber or someone with ill intent, you would do the same thing with your cryptocurrency. And finally, in the promotion that we made of this episode, we mentioned the announcement by Congress that in 2020, approximately 21 bills would be discussed surrounding the issues of blockchain and cryptocurrency. When I made that announcement, it was my intention to speak to that, but things are developing at such a pace that I don't have the time to give it the attention that it needs, so I will not discuss that in this episode. But what I will discuss is the changes that are being made in the cryptocurrency ecosystem by everyday people. Lately, I've been in discussions for possible upcoming interviews with Ms. Tavonia Evans from Georgia, who has actually created her own coin. And with that coin, her goal is to begin bringing value back to African-American communities, having those coins circulate within the community and begin to in a positive way affect the everyday financial lives of people in Black communities. On a larger scale, we have Akon, the singer, who has created his own cryptocurrency. He's been gifted by the government of Senegal 5,000 acres of land in Senegal to build a city that will operate solely on his personal cryptocurrency. And along with that, we have others such as Richard Ailes, who is the creator of what's called the Electronium coin. And his primary goal is to, again, focusing on different countries on the African continent, begin to generate value in the coin and allow it to be circulated among young entrepreneurs on the African continent. All of this speaks to our basic premise that this technology is in its infancy, basically. And anyone with the desire and persistence can create their own coin. And if it serves a real value in the world, it will gain traction just as Bitcoin and other currencies are doing presently. Here at Peer-to-Peer, our goal is to make plain the technical language surrounding blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. And we hope that we have served you well in our few episodes up to this point. And as we mentioned in our last few episodes, if you have any suggestions, like to be a guest, or would like to sponsor our podcast, you can reach out to us at peertopeerpodcast@gmail.com. That's peer, P-E-E-R, to peer, podcast@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on our website. And thank you for spending this time with us, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you.